Hello. Today was kind of lame. Wasn't very happy about part of the climbing that we had to do today, just because it wasn't very good. But oh, first, before I forget again, yesterday we stopped for lunch by this pond, and we got water from it, even though like everything said like it was gross pond. It was actually pretty good water. It's better water than most of the water we get, taste wise. So. I don't know what people, maybe people are just very particular, or they don't like it because it has a dirt bottom or something. I don't know. It was weird. But anyways, Raymond got water and he came back. He's like, there's these weird hermit crab things that are like sticks. That's why I went to check it out. And there were just like pieces of sticks that were all moving around at the edge of the water, but underneath the water. So it was pretty weird. I've never seen anything like that before. It was kind of interesting. But last night I kept waking up all night, which is lame. So I was still really tired this morning. And then we started walking, we had some Steva pill, which whatever. And went by some lakes and stuff. Went by
Yeah,
this.
yesterday you also saw the grouse thing, the chicken.
Oh yeah! Yesterday we were walking and there was this big bird on the side of the trail, and I keep walking up towards it, and it won't go away. And then eventually, it comes out like into the trail and just like stands there staring at me. And I'm like, "Go away, bird! Why are you just in the middle of the trail?" It was like some kind of grouse or something, I think. And then finally, went off the other side of the trail. But I was like, "I totally could have gotten you had I wanted to get you." So that's probably not very smart on the bird's part, but whatever. But let's see, we passed by the shelter today, and shelter is used very loosely. It was like a pile of rocks. And I just was sitting in where Ramos had his water, was pouring his water, I think, because it's all wet. So now my butt's all wet. So I'm gonna move over. And we have a fire. So maybe it'll dry out by the fire. Anyways. So we passed by the shelter, and then I was like, we went up, and I was like, okay, so it should be almost all done with the uphill, and it should be downhill until lunch, and it should be good. We're right on track, everything's good, no problems. Well, we go up a little bit more, and we go up some more, and we go up some more, and I think there was a little downhill on there, and then the trail got really sketchy. Like, it was really steep. Just loose rocks that would slide out from underneath you, and then it got like bigger rocks, but it was still really steep, and you were on like nothing, which I don't know, it took forever to go a mile, and because it was all like I had to be really careful, or else I'd just slide right down the hill, and I didn't really want to slide right down the hill because then I'd have to get back up somehow, and that probably wouldn't be good. But at least it was just like loose rocks. I don't know. It was lame, and so then we finally got over to saddle, so we took a break, and I was like, man, that's pretty lame. And it was supposed to be. I kept rereading the guidebook, and it kept saying, yeah, and then you descend to this trail junction. You follow this ridge a little bit and then you descend to this trail junction. And I kept looking because I could see the trail. Like, is that really our trail? Because it was just like up, up, up and away. Like, there are all these like jagged peaks up on this ridge, and it was just like you went up, 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 and that was it, is what the trail looked like. And I just kept looking at the map, like, seriously? Rereading the guidebook, and I'm just like, I don't think the guidebook knows what words mean. So we start going, and it was down a little bit at first. And this part really sucked because it was all like loose gravel. Like small loose rocks, and so it was really steep down, and you just kind of all slid on the rocks, which was really lame because the path wasn't that wide and you were on a cliff. So if you fell to the side at all, you were going off a cliff, which I didn't really like. Like, I slipped on the one rocks and my bag shifted to the one side, and I thought, oh shoot, man, if I like actually fell and my bag shifted, like that could be a problem. So I wasn't too happy about that, and I kept hearing Raymond sliding around behind me and stuff, and
Oh,
Yeah, Raymond fell once on that section. He fell backwards, straight back, which was good. If you had to fall, that was good. But it just took forever for me to get down there because, like, no matter how fast or slow I went, but I couldn't go too fast or else I'd start going too fast down the hill. And it was just like, it didn't really matter. You were still sliding on this, all these stupid loose rocks. And then you go up, steep up this other thing, and then go back down. And it was like switch back down, really steep, and then really steep back up, and then back down. And it was just ridiculous. It took like an hour to go a mile, which is a long time. Because normally we go like 2 miles in 45 minutes. So that's pretty long, an hour a mile. So, I don't know, I was not very happy. I did not like that at all. And as we were walking across there, I thought, man, if this is what Washington is going to be like, I am going to go home when we get to Snoqualmie, because I just don't want to deal with this. I think it was one of the few times that the trail's been really sketchy. See, usually if there's a point that I think is kind of sketchy and it's kind of like scary or something or not safe, it's usually only like 2 feet long, and you just like walk across and you're good. Like walk across this sketchy bridge over this river and you're up pretty high and the waters are flowing really fast below you. But it only takes 2 seconds to get across. But this is like an hour of me just being like, ah, this is so sketchy. And so I wasn't liking that at all. And I thought, if this is what Washington's like, I definitely don't want any part of this because I don't know, I told myself I wouldn't do anything that I felt unsafe, and that definitely felt not very safe. It was supposed to rain today, and I was so glad it wasn't raining while we were walking across there, because that would have made it a lot worse, I'm sure. And so, I probably would have freaked out. I kept trying not to think about it, really, while we were walking across there, because I was on the verge of freezing up, like the mental freeze-up thing, and just, like, freaking out. And so I try to, like, sing songs and stuff and not really think about it. And really, I didn't look around at all. I just kind of looked at the trail, and that was it, to try and keep myself from going, like, freaking out, because sometimes you do that. And I didn't want to do that because I knew there was still a long ways to go. The other thing about today was, it kind of sucked. You couldn't really see anything. We were up really high. And you're supposed to be able to see like Mount Rainier, Mount Adams, and you know, all kinds of things. But you couldn't see any of it because it's all smoky, which is lame. Hopefully the smoke goes away. Or we can figure out where exactly this fire is at, because, I don't know, it's lame that you can't see anything. But so we finally got across to the trail junction. There was this like animal bones on the sign, which is kind of cool. And I don't know what kind of animal it was, but there was no. Oh yeah, mountain goats. It's probably a mountain goat. We did, when we stopped halfway across at the saddle, there were some mountain goats down below. But those were the only ones I saw because I couldn't look around while I was going around this thing. Guys. And he couldn't look around because he had to make sure where he was stepping because it was just all tons of rocks, which was awful. And so then we go, and then after this trail junction, I read the guidebook, and I can see where the trail is. And it says, you immediately drop in elevation or something like that. But I look at the trail. The trail goes up. And I was like, these people who made this guidebook really don't know what words mean. Like, they just don't understand, I don't think. And so it was a little, I don't know. But we went around, and then we started going down. And then going down was really steep, but we both got, Raymond usually I'm like, screw these switchbacks, let's just walk straight down if you can see where it's at. And Raymond's always like, no, because you're not supposed to, and I understand you're not supposed to. But after all that, we were just like, whatever, because the trail was super steep and just rocks that you would slide on. Or you go less steep in a straight line down to where the trail went, which I don't really understand. But it was way easier to just do that, so we kept just walking along the trail or cutting off the switchbacks or whatever. Yeah, it was just rocks. It was not very fun. Then we got to this one part that the guidebook says, you slip and slide down lots of short switchbacks, and I thought, well, that's going to be fun. And we got to that, and it was a lot of fun. It was just rocks, and you're just sliding all over the place, and it was, I don't know, it was really hard on you. Like, my feet were killing me by the time we got to the bottom of that, just because it's really hard, and my knees and everything, just because you're trying to keep yourself up going steep downhill that's really steep and you're sliding all over the place. It's really hard on you. So we stopped early for lunch by this river to get some water and stuff, and I could put my feet in the water. Oh, as we were going around, just after that trail junction, we were walking around, and I lost my one flip-flop the other day. And I hear right behind me say, "Hey, which sandal did you lose the other day?" And I was like, "What? What does it matter?" And he's like, "Was it the left one or the right one?" I was like, "The left one." He's like, "Well, here you go." And somebody had lost a left Croc sandal thing, and it's small, but it actually will work if I need to cross a river without my shoes on, which I was surprised, because I tried them on, I washed it out and tried it on at lunch when I was soaking my feet in the cold water trying to make them not hurt so much, and it is small, my toes are cramped, but to walk across a river, it would work. But I just thought that was weird. Like, what does it matter which one I lost? It's gone. It was so odd that it was the correct shoe, the correct foot and everything. I don't know. It was just weird. But anyways, so we stopped and we ate by that river. And then we were trying to get 2 miles farther to this lake, but we didn't get that until the next break. And then we were looking at the map and stuff, and I had wanted to go 23 miles today, which, if we didn't have that crazy, awful trail, we probably could have done it. I'm pretty sure we could have done it if we didn't have the crazy, awful trail. And it's not really like it was a lot of up and down, it was just the trail itself was awful. And so, we were looking at our maps, and where we could have gotten to, like 19, 20 miles, was on a ridge. So we decided to stop at 17 because there's actually a place to camp. And I don't know, by 5 o'clock I was like done. I was exhausted and I was just like, I'm ready to go to bed because I'm tired and I don't want to do this anymore today. So it was actually good that we stopped early. But we could have done 20 had we needed to, but it just, there's no more camping between here and where we were going to stop, so it was like, well, we have to stop here. So we have like 9 miles, I think, to get into White Pass tomorrow, so it's probably not going to be a big day tomorrow, but that's okay. I don't really care at this point. We're still, as long as nothing crazy happens and we can, you know, keep to my tentative schedule, we'll still get to Canada by the 10th. We'll probably get to Canada on the 10th. It really depends when we get to the Dinsmores, because when we get to the Dinsmores depends on when we leave, and when we leave depends on how long it's going to take us to get to Stehekin, because we'll probably get there on Saturday, and the post office is only open until like 1:30. We'll probably get there later than that, so we'll see what happens, but yeah, good times, I think. Let me see. I'm trying to think if there's anything else exciting that happened today. We did see a big frog. Most of the frogs we've seen have been, you know, just tiny, like the size of my thumbnail. Today there was this, something hot was in the bushes, and I was like, what is that? And it looked like it might have been a mouse or something, but then it hopped away. It was this big frog, like size of my fist, I'll say. So that's the first big frog we've seen. I haven't seen any other hikers today. We did see a lot of people on horses. Hunters and such, and I don't think there's anything else. I'm hoping that there's no more really sketchy trail like there was today. Like, I don't really mind the steep up and steep down. I'd rather not be steep up and down, but you know, if it is what it is. But I don't like when the trail tread itself is not very good. At least it was dangerous. It was, I don't like when it's dangerous. That would be the key. Because it's just not, it's not worth it to me. Like, I don't mind being up high, and I don't mind walking on, you know, a really small trail. It's only like 2 feet wide, and you're on a ridge, and there's, you know, forever below you on either side. Like, that's okay by me. Like, I actually think that's kind of cool, as long as the trail tread is okay. Because like in Zion, there's that one trail, and I think it's awesome because you can look straight down on either side, but it's not sketchy trail. This was sketchy trail, and it wasn't very, yeah, it wasn't very much fun. So I don't know. I wish there would be like a warning or something, like trail ahead is awful and you could die. But I don't know. I guess not very many people fall off or anything, so I guess they don't really care, but.
There was a long section where it was just like walking on a sand dune, but you're on a cliff.
Yeah, there was a long section like walking on a sand dune, Raymond says, but you're walking on a cliff. It's just the downhill. The downhill on the gravelly little rocks that you slid down. Because it was really, it was steep downhill. I didn't like that at all. And then you're going down these like switchbacks. And you're going like straight for the edge of the cliff. And it's like, whoa, if I slip here, it's just, my foot could just go right off the edge there. That's how close it was. And it was just, I didn't like it at all. And I will be happy to never do that again. So hopefully the rest of the trail is not like that. Or else, like I said, we might go home early. Because it's just not worth it to me to put ourselves in danger like that. Yeah. So hopefully trail tread's okay from here on out. But we'll see what happens. Anyways, I think it's about time for me to go to bed.